Shnayis Mesechta Machshirin. We know the aside of Machshirin is that the terrorist says that any oichel, any type of a food, is not mekabel tuma, cannot become tomei, unless first it had a hechsher, which means that first some water fell on top of it, some mashket fell on top of the peris. Like the pasuk says in Vayikra, Mikol oichel asher yeyochel asher yovei olav mayim yitma. Only after water came upon the fruits, then could it become tomei. And Chazal dashin that oichel habo b'mayim huchsh lekabel tuma, but oichel shloi bo b'mayim loy huchsher. So that's the side of this mesechta. We have to know exactly what is machshir the oichlin, the food to be mekabel tuma. So the first mishnah starts off kol mashka, any type of a mashka, any type of a liquid she'et chilos l'rotzen, that at the beginning when it went on top of the fruits, you had rotzen, you had desire, you wanted it. So afal pi she'ein seifel rotzen, even though at the end you did not want it, you did not have rotzen for it, still it's good. So the pshat of the mishnah is like this: that kolamashken shetchlos l'rotzen means kogoyin. Let's say that water, that rain came down, and a person thought about to use this water, like the water, rainwater fell down into a bucket, and you have asked now to use this water. That's called l'rotzen, that you had in mind to use this water. You're happy about this water. So even though later, when this water now falls out of the bucket onto Paris, even though at that time you don't have any rotzen, you're not nich, you're not happy with it, still that water could be machshir the Paris lekabel tuma. Because there is such a loch of kiyutan mayim al zera, that we dash, that has to be with the nichusa, that the owner is happy that the water came upon the fruits. So the mission is saying chiddush, that not only do you have to be happy when the actual water comes upon the Paris, upon the fruits, but even if you were happy with the water from before, when the rainwater first came down in a bucket, and you are happy that the water came there, you had in mind to use it, so now anything that happens with that water from now on could be machshir the peiros. Another chiddush is, oy she soifel l'rotzen, afal pi shein tchilos l'rotzen. It also could be that at the end, when the water really came upon the fruits, then you are happy with it, you're happy that the water is on top of the fruit, even though at the beginning, when the rainwater first came down and came into your bucket, came into your basket, you weren't happy with it then. But as long at the end, when the water came on the fruits, you were happy, that's also good. So Mishnah says, Hareze b'chiyutan. This is good, this is considered that the water came on top of the fruits. Now, this is a pasuk in Vayikra that says, B'chiyutan mayim al zera v'nofim in ablosim alov tomi hulachem. So we dash that the water has to be something that's yutan, that you're happy with it. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is, not only when the water actually falls on top of the fruits, but even if you're happy with it before, that's also enough. Now, mashkin tameyim, let's say you have water that's tamei already, mitamem l'rotzoin, v'shelo l'rotzoin. Here, when this water falls on top of the fruits, even though you do not have any desire for it, not at the beginning and not at the end, still it could be mitamem these peiros. In other words, when do we say when water falls on top of the fruits? It's only like b'chiyutan, when you're happy, when you have rotzen. That's only if it's only regular water falling on top of the fruits. So for the hechsher alone, it's only when you have rotzen. But over here, the water that's falling on top of the fruits is water tameya. So mela, at the same time that this water is being machsher, it's also being metameh. Here we do not need l'rotzen. Even shler l'rotzen, even though you're not happy about this, still, it could do both in one. It could be machshir the peiros and be metamer at the same time. Mishnah Beis Hamarid esu ilon lahashir mimenu oichlin. If somebody shakes a tree in order to make the fruits fall down, oh yes, hatuma, or else there's something tummy on top of the tree. Let's say there's a dead sheretz there, and you're shaking the tree that it should fall off. And now, while you're shaking the tree, rainwater that's on the tree also falls off. Same b'chiyutan. That rainwater that falls off now is not considered you have das, you have rotzen to use it. So therefore, if that water falls on top of Paris, it is not machshir l'kabel tuma. What about lahashir mimenu mashkin? Let's say you're shaking the tree in order to make the water, the rainwater from the tree fall off. So then Beishamai says, Hayoitzin v'yes sheboi b'chiyutan. Both the water that actually falls off the tree, that's pshita called b'chiyuta, and you're happy. That's the purpose what you're doing for, is to get that water off. And the chiddush is v'yesh shaboy. Even the water that still remains on the tree is also considered is also considered b'chiyuta, and it's considered like you have das, like you're nicha with that water. Like as soon as you start shaking it, we consider as if all the water is really off the tree, then you are happy with all that water. So even what's left over is still called b'chiyuta. However, Beisil says, Hayotzin b'chiyutan, the water that actually falls off the tree, that's called, you're happy with that water. That water, when it falls on Paris now, it's hushal kabutuma. But v'yesheboi, but the water that still remains on the tree, ain't a b'chiyutan, that's not considered you're happy with that water. Because your whole intentions is like to shake off the water off the tree. So you're only happy with the water that's coming off the tree. But the water that's still staying on the tree, that you're not happy with, that's not considered b'chiyutan. Mishnah Gimel. Hamarid eso ilon v'nofal al chaveroi. Again, you're shaking the tree in order that the megisham, the rainwater, should fall off the tree. Now, v'nofal ilon al chaveroi. This tree, like, fell on its friend, fell on another tree. Oy suko v'nofal al chaverto. Or also, we have one branch of the tree that fell off onto another branch of the tree. And again, there was water on this tree, on the branch. And when you're shaking it off, now you're shaking the water off. Now, v'tachtehen zeroyim ha'yirokos. Underneath the second tree, there are yirokos, there are vegetables growing there, or seeds growing there. Ha'mechoborim l'kaka, that's still attached to the ground, it's still growing. So Beishama, Yema Beishama says, b'chiyutan, the water now that falls on top of these vegetables is considered b'chiyutan. In other words, as soon as you pull off the vegetable, it's considered like this vegetable is hukshul kabutuma. You could, it's ready to be kabutuma. Since the water now, you first were shaking the tree, that the water should fall off it, that's called chilotzel rotzain, even though at the end it was annual rotzain, still it's hukshul kabutuma. Beisil says, no, that water that falls upon these vegetables does not make it hukshul kabutuma. It's not called b'chiyutan. And the reason is because you did not have das that it should fall upon something that's mechubar. You are working now in shaking off these trees, like making the peris being detached from the tree, being telushim. Therefore, you did not have das that it should go on the mechubarim. Therefore, it's not hukshul kabutuma on the mechubarim. Now, Omer of Yeshua, Yeshua says, Mishum Arba Yosi Choyli Kufri. The name of Abba Yosi Chula Kufri, that's his name, Ish Tivon, a person from Tivoin. That Tama Alatzmacho, wonder upon yourself, in Yeshmashke Tomei Batura, is any water that falls upon the fruits, is it Hukshla Kabotuma, Achi Iskavin Viten, until you have Kavona, you have intentions of putting it on these fruits, that you want it to be Hukshla Kabotuma, or at least you want the fruit, the water, to be on this fruit. Shinema, the Pasuk says, V'chiyutan mayim al zera. Like when you put the water on top of the seeds, mashmi, you have to have in mind that this, the water should go upon the seeds, upon the fruits. In other words, not enough if the water falls on it by itself, but you have to have das that the water should go upon the fruits. Like here in the Mishnah, we're talking about that you're shaking the tree, and by mistake, like this tree knocks into another tree, and the water goes onto another tree. So you had no intentions that the water should go onto the next tree. So that's his tamer, that water then cannot be hukshul kabutuma, since you do not have das to put it on it. Your Mishnah Dalet. Hanoyer agudu shayorik. If somebody shakes a bundle of vegetables in order to shake off the water that's on them, the yordu mitzad elyon letachton, and the water just went from the top of it to the bottom of the bundle. So halacha is beishamayim, beishamay says b'chiyutan. The water is considered l'rotzon, since you have intentions of taking the water off from the top part, and it went on the bottom part, that's called nasav ritzonoi. Therefore, this water now could be hukshul kavatuma. It's called l'rotzon. Beisilam, Mesilu says no, ain't b'chiyutan, it's not b'chiyutan. Hoyle, it's not yikavona. Yikavona was that the water should run off the vegetable completely, and it did not go off it, it just went from the top to the bottom. That's not called Nasa Machshavta, that's not called the Rotzon. Omru Beisil Beishamai, so Beisil said to Beishamai, V'haloi, Hanoyer Esakelach, if somebody shakes a stalk, Cheshin Onushu would be afraid, Shema Yotzel Minolo Lolo, that it went from one leaf to another leaf. In other words, it's a sword, that's nothing, that's not called Hechsher, since you just went from one leaf to another leaf, it's not called Nasa Britzainu. Omulem Beshamish Vesamish said back, Shakelach Echod,
By a klach, it's only one. But the aguda klachim arba, by a bundle, there are a lot of them. Therefore, if it goes from one to another, that's called nasa machshavta. It's only on the same thing if it didn't go off it completely. But if it's a bundle, there are a few of them there. When it goes from one to the other, that's called perotzen. Omru lehem beitzilu beitzilu sadvak. Hare hamale sak mole peris. If somebody brings up a sack full of fruits, when the soni agaf hanor that fell into the river, and now you bring it up and leave it on the side of the river, so that the water should drip out, go back into the river. Choshen onu, are we afraid? Shema yodu mitzad elin latachtoin. That maybe the water went from the top part to the bottom part. In other words, since the water did not go off it completely, it's not called the rotz and it's not called the chiyutan. Avo, but you should know, im helish shnayim, let's say he took up two sacks out of the river. When the son of Zeh agav Zeh, he put one sack on top of the other sack. Then the locher is atachtan b'chiyutan. The bottom sack, that's b'chiyutan. Because the top water left it completely. So that water is called l'rotza, and now it's supposed to be mukhshul l'tachtan. Rabbi Yossi says, no, atachtan tor. Even the tachtan is also tor. That's not called hukshur. Because it wasn't ischavin, shiyodu ramayim ala tachtanim. His kavanah was just that she go outwards, not on top of the bottom one. Therefore, it's not called l'rotzen. Mishnah Hey, hamemache kesakresha. If somebody squeezes out, let's say, leak from the water that's inside it, you squeeze out your clothing or your hair that's full of water. So lochras Rabbi Yossi says, Hayyotzim, the water that comes out, that's b'chiyutan. Yanicha, you want the water off, that's called b'chiyutan. But v'yeshaboy, the water that's left over inside the leak, is ain't a b'chiyutan. That's not considered b'chiyutan yet. Because your intention is only that you want the water out. So the water that's left in there, that's not considered b'chiyutan. Yemishnevov, hanoyfeyach ba'doshim. If somebody's blowing on these lentils with his mouth, in other words, like there's vapor from his mouth going on to these adoshim, Lebotkim is checking them out now in Yofasen to see if these lentils are good or not. So Rabbi Shimon Oimer Eina B'chiyutan. He also knows that's not called mashke, just the vapor that comes out of your mouth, that's not called B'chiyutan. However, B'chomorm Nechom say B'chiyutan, yes, it's Tzid mashke. And that's called the chiyutan yanicha with it. Somebody eats these poppy seeds, be it bow with his hands, mashkin shayodoy. If there's like liquid on it, if there's still liquid on it, well, shumshmin means these sesame seeds. So veicho shumshmin be it bow with his hands. So mashkin shayodoy, the liquid is still on his hands. Rabbi Shimon says, einem chiyutan. That's not considered b'chiyutan. The Chomer and the Chomer say yes, b'chiyutan. That's considered b'chiyutan. That Rav Shimon says it's not b'chiyutan because you didn't have kavona that the liquid should go on these papers. The Chomer say yes, b'chiyutan because you had kavona, your hand should be wet. Now, ha'toymein peyroisa b'mayim of naganovim. Somebody hides his fruits in water because of the ganovim. He wants it to be hidden, closed. Ain't b'chiyutan. That's not called b'chiyutan. Because you're not really happy that it should be in water. You're only doing it to save it from the robbers. That's not called b'chiyutan. Maisa once happened a case, b'yanshe Yushlan, the people in Yushlayim, she'tomnu d'veilosan b'mayim of nehasikorin, that they hid their d'veilo, the dried out dates, because they wanted to hide it from the tax collector. The yatiru levachom, the chom says, tul toros tamakabu tumo, because that's not called l'rotzen. Ha'noisain peyroisa b'shibolus, somebody puts his fruits, peyroisa b'shibolus, when it's in the stalks, b'shibolus hanor, l'havi n'imoy, is ainam b'chiyutan. That's not called b'chiyutan. In other words, you put your fruits, or whatever it is, down the river, to let it ride down the river, so that's not called b'chiyutan. You're not really happy that the water should go on it. In other words, the purpose is just that it's too heavy for you to carry the fruits, so you want it to ride along, float along the river, but you're not really happy with the water being on it. Here, peregebeis. Zaas batim, or else boris sichin amoris. Zaas batim, that's like the sweat that comes out from the walls of a house, or else boris sichin amoris, or else a ditch, or a cave, or else tanks. The locher is Torah. This water is not really called water, and therefore it's not hukshul kabotoma. if it falls upon fruits or food, it's not machshir lekabotum. It's not called a mashke. What about zeis odim? The sweat that comes out of a person, tahira, it's also not machshir. It's not called water. It's not called mashkin. Let's say a person drank water that's tamei, and that made him sweat. The sweat that comes out of the man is still tor. We do not say it's the water that came out, but rather the water got dissolved inside the body, and now it's tam sweat that's coming out. That sweat is tahira. What about the bo v'mayim shuvim v'haziyoy? He went into a bath that has the mayim shuvim. It was fetched water. And he, when he came out of the bath, he started to sweat. So now the sweat on him is also part of the water, the shmayim shuvim. Therefore, zayosa tmei, here the sweat on his body is tamei, means it's huksh lekabotumo, because this sweat is like sweat that came from the bath itself. What about nistapik? Let's say when he comes out of the bath, first he dries himself, and then he sweats. So then the lochri is zayosa tera. His sweat is tor. Again, that's called sweat coming out from the body, not from the bath. Therefore, that's not called mashkim, it's not called water, it's not huksha lekabotuma. Mishneh Beis. Merchatz tmeya, let's say you have a merchatz, a bath, that has water inside it, that's tamei, it's mayim shuvim, but the water is also tamei. So, zayosa tmeya, if a person comes out from this bath and sweats, so we say what's on him is from the water that's tamei, therefore it's machshir, and it's also metama. When it touches something, it does two in one. Like when this water now touches the apple, it's huchshir the apple, and it also makes the apple tamei. Utahora bichiyutan. Let's say this bath was made out of water, tahora. The water was tor, was not tamei, and you went inside and you came up and started to sweat. So again, bichiyutan, the water that's on you is called water. Therefore, if it touches an apple, it will be huksha the apple. It's called bichayutan. It's not tummy. It won't be metame the apple, but I'll call upon him. It's enough to be huksha the kabotuma. Habrecha shebavayit. Let's say you have a little flow of water in the house itself. In other words, there's a puddle of water in the house. Now, habayis maziyah machmosa, and this makes the house wet. In other words, there's like water dripping out of the walls because of the heat in the house. Sim tmei, if that puddle was of water, tmeya. Then the locher is zeis kol habayis shemach masabrecha tmeya. All the sweat, all the moisture that comes out from the walls of this house is tamei, because we said that's the water tmeya that was in the puddle that now went into the walls and is coming out. Therefore, it's called mashkin. It's also called mashkin tmeyim since it came from a puddle of tamedika water. Mishnah Gimel, shtei breches. Let's say you have two puddles in the house. Achas tahira v'achas tmeya. One puddle of water was mayim tahirim, and one was mayim tmeyim. Hamazia, and now the walls sweat off, give off moisture. So korav la tamei tamei. The wall that's near the puddle of water that's tamei, that moisture is tamei. Korav la tahira, the wall that's closer to the puddle that's tor, there the moisture is tor. What about mechzal and mechzal? Let's say it's half and half, the same wall is half to that puddle, half to this puddle, tamei. Then we say it's tamei. Barzel tomei shebloloi in barzel tor. Like first you had a metal kli that was tomei, and the kli broke, and now you have a second kli made out of metal also that's tor, and now you have pieces of metal from both kelim together that you're making a new kli out of it. So it depends. Imroiv minat tomei, if most of the majority of the metal comes from the kli that was tomei, now this new kli is still tomei. These are lochem and rabbonin, that if you once had a kli matches that was tomei, even though it broke, and now you make it over again, that the new keli is still tomei. See, since most of the peoples came from the metal that was tomei, the new kli is tomei. What about the imroiv minator? Let's say the majority of the metal comes from the first, second kli that was tor, then tor, this new kli that you make now, remains tor. What about mechzel and mechzel? You have 50% of the metal from the first kli, here from the second kli, tamei. Then we say the kli is tamei. Gisterois.
Yes, correct.
It is like an earthly kli. It's an earthly bowl that they use to be matamei reglayim, the urinate inside it. So she Yisrael the goyim matilu masoichai. Both the Jew and the goy use it. So it depends. Imroiv mina tamei. Most of the meraglayim that went in there came from a goy, and the rabbonim were gozer. Whoever comes out of the goy has luck like a zav is tamei. So if rov of the meraglan came out from the guy, then tomei, then this bowl is tomei. But v'im roiv minator tor, if most of the times the Jew used it, most of the meraglayim there was from the Jew, and the Jew's meraglayim is tor, then this bowl is tor. Like the rabbanim were not geyser on the goyish meraglayim, it was mixed up with the Jews. What about mechtzel and mechtzel says 50-50, then tomei, then the bowl remains tomei. Now mei shvichus, that means water that you throw out from your house, the dirty water, that most probably is tomei. Sheyordo aleihem megishomim, that rainwater falls on top of this water now, and they get mixed up together. So it depends. Im roiv minat tomei tomei, if there was more mei shvichos, then that's the ikar of the water still remains tomei. But vim roiv minat tor, if most of the water here now is the new rainwater that's fell on top of it, so we say the water tomei is bottled to the rainwater, therefore it becomes tor. What about mechtel, mechtel 50-50? Then it remains tomei. Amosai, now when do I say this? That if there's more, the majority of rainwater that remains tor, bizman shekodmu mei shvichus, one of the mei shvichus were there first, and then the rainwater fell on top of it. Avlin kodmu mei gishom, if the mei gishom was there first. Afilu kolshen, even though a little bit, lemei shvichus tomei. Even though only a little bit of the mei shvichus fall into it, still, it's metama. In other words, since the water is there first, now when the tomatic water falls into it, we said that the tomatic water first is metama, the rainwater. Therefore, the whole thing remains tomei. Like when do we say, like the water shmei shvichus is bottled in the rainwater, that's only first you have the mei shvichus there. And now when rainwater falls on top of it, if there's more rainwater coming in, then we say that's the rave, therefore that could be mevatol, the tomatic water.
Yeah, Mishneh Dalet. Ha toirif al es gagoy. If somebody is like smoothing down his roof, there's like cement there or whatever it is, a tar there, he's smoothing it down. And he throws on top of it megishomim, water, which is tomei. The same thing, v'hamachabe says ksusai. If somebody's washing his clothing, and the water that he's washing it in is tomei. The yordu aleim gishomim. And now it started to rain. So there's rainwater also coming down. So now, really the case is, there's like water dripping down from the roof, from this gag. Now, im roiv minat tomei, if most of the water that's dripping down is from the gag itself, or from the ksusai that was tomei, so then tomei. But v'im roiv minat tor, like if you could tell, let's say before, there was only small drops coming down. And now that it started to rain, there are very, very big drops coming down. So these big drops are much bigger, 3 or 4 times the size as the drops were before. So therefore you know that the water coming down, the majority of the water is tor. So therefore the locher is, this water coming down now is tor. What about the mechtzel or mechtzel? It's 50-50. It's only like there were drops coming down before the rain. And now the drops are coming down just twice the size. So therefore it's mechtzel, mechtzel. So locher is then tomei. And now sofik it's tomei. Rabbi Yehuda says, im hoisifu lenatif. I mean, if now the drips are coming down much faster, so that's also a proof that there's more megishomim, that it's tahor. In other words, before the rain, it was also dripping down from the water on the roof, which was tamei. And now that it started to rain, it starts to drip down much faster. So that's called im hoisifu lenatif. If it comes to drip down much faster, that's also a proof. The reason is because there is more rainwater there. Therefore, it is tahor. Mishneh Hay. Ir she Yisrael v'nochrim dorim bo. You have a city that Jews and Goyim are living there together. Now, v'im hoya bo merchatz. If there's a bathhouse there in the city, like a public bathhouse, marchetzes b'Shabbos, that is used on Shabbos. In other words, the Goyim go in there and they wash themselves on Shabbos, so the water is heated up on Shabbos. So, im roiv nochrim roichetz miyad. If most of the people in the city are Goyim, so then we say when they heat it up on Shabbos, they're heating it up for the Goyim. Therefore, a Jew is allowed to go into the bathhouse. Miyad means right after Shabbos. Moitzoy Shabbos, right away, he's allowed to go into this bathhouse because when it was heated on Shabbos, it was heated b'shvil the Goyim. What about v'im roiv Yisrael? Let's say most of the people living in the city are Jews. So then we say they heated it for the Jews. It's like it was done for a Jew, so it's also to have hanor from that melacha. Therefore, yamtim kedei sheyechomu hachamin. You have to wait to Moitzoy Shabbos. You can't use this bath until there's enough time that they could heat it at night. So then it's not considered you're having enjoyment from the melacha done for you on Shabbos. So like even though you did not tell the goy to do the melacha for you, but since the goy did the melacha on his own, he did it for the purpose though of the Jew, still it's also for the Jew to have enjoyment from that melacha. What about mechtzah lemechtzah, says 50-50? Yamtin kidei sheyechamu hachamin. You have to go to Chumro, and you have to wait Motzoi Shabbos as long as it would take to heat up the mikvah, to heat up the bathhouse, then. Reb Yudah says, biyamboti ketana, if it's a small like tub, in other words, a small bathhouse, im yesh boi roshus, if there's the shulton, let's say the governor, that uses it, then rechetz bo miyad, then a Jew is allowed to use it at night, Motzoi Shabbos, right away. In other words, even if rove of the people in the city are Jews, still we do not say the goyim heated it up for the purpose of the Jews, but rather they heated it up for the purpose of the shulton, for the goyisha governor. Therefore, since it was done for the goyim, therefore miyod right away on Mitzvah Shabbos, you're allowed to have enjoyment, you're allowed to use it. Mishnah Vav, Motzobo Yorek Nimkar. If you find a vegetable, Nimkar, which is being sold right away. In other words, you find in a city that Jews and Goyim are living there. Now, Motzoi Shabbos, you want to buy a vegetable that you know was picked off by the Goyim on Shabbos. So, Lekeach Imreiv Goyim, if most of the people in the city are Goyim, then Lekeach Miyod, you're allowed to buy it right away. Because we say when the Goy that pulled it off on Shabbos, he pulled it off for the purpose of selling it to the Reiv. So he had a purpose to sell it to the Goyim. Therefore, the melacha was done for a goy. It's mutter for a Jew to have enjoyment right away on Mitzvah Shabbos. The Imreiv Yisrael, let's say most of the people in the city are Jews, then Yamtin Kadesh Shiavoyu Mimokam Korov. You have to wait Mitzvah Shabbos. You cannot buy this vegetable until there would be enough time that the goy would pick it off first on Mitzvah Shabbos and then bring it here. What about Mechza L'Mechza? It's 50-50. 50 Jews, 50 goyim. Yamtim kidei shivoyim imakam korov. Also, you have to go to Chumro, and you can't buy this vegetable on Mitzvah Shabbos until there'll be enough time for the goyim first to bring it then. Again, v'im yesh boi roshus, let's say there's a governor that lives in the city, so then we say the goyim pulled it off for his sake, for the goyish's sake, and therefore lakech miyad on Mitzvah Shabbos right away, you're allowed to buy it. Mishneh Zayin, motza bo tinik mushlach. If you come into a city, again, that Jews and Goyim live there, and you find a kid, a baby in the street, and you do not know if it's a Jewish baby or it's a Goyish baby. Im roiv Goyim Goy. If most of the people in the city are Goyim, the kid's a Goy. V'im roiv Yisrael Yisrael. If most of the people in the city is Yisrael, the kid is called a Yisrael. And like the Gemara says, therefore, Morang Subis, that you'll have a chiyuv even to be master avedosai. If this kid grows up and if it loses something, there's a mitzvah to return his aveda. He's called like Yisrael. Mechtel mechtza, let's say it's 50-50. Yisrael, he also has a lach like Yisrael. There it's a little bit different. Here it's a Ngayat Yisrael linyan Yizokin, the Gemara says. That means if his shorai hits another shor, if it's a tam, he only has to pay chatzi nezek, even though by a goy we make him pay Nezek Shalom, but here he has the right to say, Hamayitza Mechaveri, all of Araya. Like, he's a Suffolk if he's a Jew or a Goyim. He was found in a city that half are Jews, half are Goyim. So really, we do not know what he is. So therefore, Negeat Adina Mumnis, later on, we can't take money away from him, because he always has the right to say, Hamayitza Mechaveri, all of Araya. But Enechnam, if other halach is Taki, he's not considered like a Jew, it's only Lechumra, and therefore, what we should do is, we should betayful him l'shem geirus. What about now? Rabbi Yehuda says, holchin acharoy pamashlichim. In other words, you have to go bosa the people that throw away the kids. In other words, even if it's a city that most of the people there are Jews, still we would not say this kid is a Jew. But you have to go after the goyim because they are the ones that throw away the kids. So they have znus and the kids are born and they don't want them, the mamzerim, therefore they throw them away. So therefore, if most of the people like to throw kids away are goyim, even though most of the people living there are Jews, still he would say the kid is a goy. Now Mishnah Eches, Motzabo Metziah, what's going to be if you find a Metziah, you found something in the street, in this city that goyim and Jews live there? Seem roed goyim, if most of the people living there are goyim, and it's Tzorach Lahachriz, you do not have to return it, but rather you're allowed to keep it, because the Naveda of a goy you're allowed to keep. And even if a Jew lost it there, he would think, since most people are goyim, most probably a goy will find it. So therefore the Jew is miyayish, he gives up hope. Therefore whoever finds it has a lot to keep it. What about the Imroi of Yisrael? Let's say most of the people in this city are Jews. Then Tzorach Lahachzer. Lahachzer, you have to return, like pronounce it, you have to return it. What about Nechzel and Nechzel, half Jews, half Goyim? Then Tzorach Lahachzer is also Minasafik, you have to return it, because otherwise it's a Safik Yisagezel. Therefore you have to return it Minasafik. Alright, a turnover. And also the story is, if you find it in a place where Mechta, like the Jew, if he was a Jew that lost it, he was not Miyayish yet, therefore you have to pronounce it like, and if a Jew comes and gives you some on him, you have to return it to him. Motzabo pas, what's going to be if you find bread in the street in such a city? So Ochum Acha Reif HaNachtumim, you have to go after the majority of the bakers. And therefore, if rove them are Jews, it's okay. If rove them are treif or goyim, it's no good. Let's say it was pas iso, which means pas nekiya, clean bread, a pure flour was made from. Then the locher is, you have to see upon the most people that eat this pure white bread, what type of people are they? If rov are Jews, it's kosher. Rov are goyim, it's no good. Rabbi Yehuda says, im hoiso pas kibur, that feels like black bread. Then holchomacha roiv oichle pas kibur. You have to go after the majority of people that eat this type of bread. If most of them were Jews, it's kosher. If most of them are goyim, it's no good. Mishnah Tes. Motzo bo bos, let's say you find meat in the street, in the city. So holchomacha roiv hatabochim. You have to go after the majority of the butchers. If they're Jewish, it's kosher. If not, it's treif. Em hoyim avushal, let's say the meat you found was a cooked piece of meat. You have to go after the majority of people that eat cooked meat. If the majority of people that eat it are Jews, we say it's kosher. If they're goyim, then it's treif. The Mishnah Yud. Ha-moitzi peres baderech. If you find fruits on the road, in other words, on the road between the field and the city, so you do not know, like these peres, they're not coming to the house yet, they're not roya p'nei habayis. So it depends if it's called Nigmur Malachtan yet or the Mechuyiv and Trumas Amaisris. Sim Roiv Machnis and Labotayim. If most of the people in the city bring their tfuah, bring the peris into the house, so then Potter, since these peris are not coming to the house yet, the Potter is not called the Gemar Malacha, they're Potter from taking off Trumas Amaisris. You'll not eat from it an Arai. But Volimkor Bashuk, if most people in the city use their peris to sell them in the streets, to sell them, so then you do not have to bring it home. It's mechuyev maisos right away. So then chayev, then the mice, you have to be afraid these peris are mechuyev and trumas and maisos, and they weren't taken off yet. So even though you're allowed to keep it and eat them, you'll have to take off trumas and maisos first. What about nechzel and nechzel? Half of the people take the peris home and therefore would have been potter, and half of them sell them. Then demai, it remains sofik if trumas and maisos was taken off already. There's loch of demai. It's like a sofik. What about oitzer? You have a warehouse here. She Yisrael v'goyim atilu m'toichoy. Both the Jews and goyim store their peres there. So im roiv goyim, if most of the people that store there are goyim vaday, then these peres are vaday mechuyev and trumas amaisos. Because this sheet holds that the kinyan of a goy is not mafkiya. Goyish peres in Eretz Yisrael is mechuyev and trumas amaisos. And for sure the owner of the goy did not take off trumas amaisos. Therefore yichayif. If most of the people are Jews, then it's like a demai, we have a suffix. Maybe they took off, maybe they didn't take off. Therefore, you have to take off al demai. What about mechzel? Mechzel is vadai. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Since there are half goyim there, you have to be afraid it's like vadai tevel, and therefore you vadai have to take off trumas and maisers. However, the chacham moimim, the chacham say, afilu kulam goyim, even if they're all goyim. For Yisrael Lechad Matil Latoichon, only one Jew stores there, Demai, it remains a Sofik. In other words, the Chum hold really that Yesh Kinyan Lagoy Be'er Tisol Afkiyim and Amaisa. Really what belongs to a Goy is Potter from Trumas Amaisois. Therefore, if there would have been no Jews, only Goyim, you'd be Potter. They just sold, since there's at least one Jew that puts in there, tack it to Sofik, maybe it's his. And therefore, you have to be a loch of demai. It's like Yeshla Matirin. Therefore, you have to take off Trumas Maisois, like Yisofik, like the loch of demai. Now, Mishnah Yud Aleph.
peiros shniyo sherabu al sheshlishis. The peiros that grew the second year of Shemitah, which then you mechuyiv in Maitse Sheni, mixed in with peiros of Shona Shlishis, which is mechuyiv in Maitse Roni. So what's the halacha? So if you have more of peiros shniyo, which is mechuyiv in Maitse Sheni, that's the halacha. What about v'shel shlishis al shel shvis? Let's say the third year's crop, which is mechuyiv in Maitse Roni, there's more of that which fell into the fourth year's crop, which is mechuyiv in Maitse Sheni, because we know that's the halacha. The first year after Shemitah and the second year, you have to give Maitse Rishon and Maitse Sheni. The third year, you have to give Maitse Rishon and Maitse Oni. You do not give Maitse Sheni. The same thing, the fourth and the fifth year, you give Maitse Rishon and Maitse Sheni, but the sixth year again, you give Maitse Rishon and Maitse Oni. Now the question is, of the different years of Maisers, the Paris get mixed up. So now, what about the Shal Revius al Shal Chamishis? Who is some say Slavdavka? Because here they both have the same halacha. The crop of the fourth year and the crop of the fifth year, they're both mechuyev in Maiser Rishon and Maiser Sheni. Others say no, it's Magei because you're not supposed to take off Trumas and Maiserois from one year's crop onto the next year's crop. That's also Magei if you could take off one on the other. And what about the Shel Chamishis al Shel Shishis? That the fifth year's crop got mixed up with the sixth year's crop. The sixth year's crop you have to take off Maiser Oni. And the 50th crop is Maiser Sheni. Now, v'shel shishis al shel shvius. The 60th crop gets mixed up with the 70th crop, which is Shemitah. Where there it's potem in a maisem, but it has kedusha shvius on it. It depends how you're supposed to eat it, and zman habir. And then, what's going to be a case of v'shel shvius al shel moitzoy shvius? That the peris of Shemitah of the 7th year got mixed up with the peris of moitzoy shvius, or the first year of the next Shemitah. So what's the halacha? So the Mishnah says, Holuchem Acho Haroiv. We go after the majority of the Paris. If the majority is from the third year, then you have to take off Maiser Roni and all of it. If it's from the second or from the first, you have to take off Maiser Sheni. The same thing, the fourth and fifth Maiser Sheni, and the sixth year is Maiser Roni. And if from Shemitah, if that's the majority, then you have to be Noi Kedushas Shvias on all the Paris. That's called Holkem Acho Haroiv. What about the Mechza? The Mechza, let's say it's 50-50, then Lahachmir, then you have to go to Chumra. Which means you have to be Yotze both halakas of Maiser Sheni and of Maiser Roni. So it means you'll have to take these pairs and be Mechal them on money, and you'll have to give some money of it, or you'll have to take the money up to Yerushalayim, because maybe it was Maiser Sheni, and the pairs itself, which we'd have to give to the Aniyim, to be Yotze the mitzvah of Maiser Roni. Yeperig Gimel Mishnalos Sak Shuhumole Peiros. If you have a sack, a bag full of peiros, Mefarshim say means royim type of, you know, seeds. Unesonoi agav hanor, this whole pack, this whole sack was put on the side of the river. Oy al pi habor, or put on the top of a bore of water. Oy al milas hamor, or else was on the stairway of the mor of the cave, and all these things have water inside them. And the sack of Paris is laying like right on top of the water. The shavu, like the Paris inside it, like a drawer, some of the wetness of the water that goes through the sack and goes onto the Paris. So now the Paris have like some sweat, have wetness on them. So it's like this. Kol shashavu, any part of the Paris inside the sack that has enough mashker on it, which is tefech hamnas latviach, that means it drawed in some water on it. That if you touch it, it has enough wetness that you'll wet something else. Bichayutan. That's called Bichayutan, that these pears now are Huchshel Kabotumah. Since you are Nicha, with the fact you put it there for the purpose that they should become a little bit damp, therefore when the water comes on the pears, that's considered Bichayutan, you're happy with it on the pears. However, Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. Kol Shu Kineged Hamayim. All the pears, the outside pears that are right next to the water, that's Bichayutan. Then we say the sweat or this water that goes on the peris, since these peris are next to the water, that's considered good water, and therefore it's considered b'chiyutan. However, b'chol she'enoi k'neged hamayim, all the peris which is on the back of the bag, because it's not k'neged the water, then enoi b'chiyutan. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that's not called b'chiyutan. And some of Farshim said that since these peris were not next to the water itself, so therefore it's only considered like sweat that goes on to the Paris, it's not really mashkim, therefore it's not mekabel tumah. However, the halacha is not like Rav Yehuda, it's like the Tanna Kamma, that any one of these pairs, even though it's not keneged of the mayim, but as long as it was sure, if it drawed out some wetness, that it's tefeach amenas latzfiach, it's considered huchsha lekabel tuma.
Now, Mishnah Beis, chovis shehimaleya peris. You have this barrel, made out of kli cheris, made out of earthly ware, which is maleya peris, it's full of peris. Unesuno letoich hamashkin. Now the barrel itself is put into water. It's not the top of it is not in the water, just the bottom. The barrel, the outside of the barrel is inside the water. And since it's a kli cheris, like the water goes through the sides of the barrel, and a little bit of the wetness comes inside and touches the peris. Or else a maleya mashkin, or else let's say the opposite way around. Let's say the barrel was full of mashkin, full of water. Unesuno letoich peris, and now the outside of the barrel was placed amongst peris. Peshravu, and like we said, it draws it out. In other words, the water travels through this klicheris, and some wetness comes out on the other side of the barrel. Now, kol sheshavu, any time the peris, like drawed out the water that went on the peris, b'chiyutan, it's considered b'chiyutan, you're happy about it, therefore it's huch shalakabotuma. Now, b'elu mashkin omru, on which type of mashkin was it said? B'mayim uv'yayin uv'chaymetz. On water, on wine, and on vinegar. In other words, these three things are like tzlulim, are very clear, that they travel, they go through the klicheris, they go through the sides of the barrel. However, v'shar kol hamashkin, the other ones of the seven mashkins, those are teirim. The other ones, that means like shemen, oil, devash, honey, cholov, milk, dam, blood, tal, these things are a little bit thicker. Therefore, they do not travel through the sides of this kli cheris. Therefore, it's tarim. Whatever goes through, it's not really considered liquid. Rabbi Nechemia metar bekitnius. Sheina kitnius shoeves. He says if you only have beans, kitnius, beans inside the barrel or outside the barrel, beans do not draw out the liquid. Therefore, they also, whatever comes out is not considered really mashkin. It will not be makabotoma. However, it will not be machshir, it's not huchshir, the peris, the kabotoma. However, the loch is not like the Nechemia. Mishnah Gimel. Horoide pas chama. If you like take off the loaf of bread right out of the oven, that's called roide. You take it off from the walls of the oven. It's hot. And this bread now was not huksh lakabotoma. Let's say it was not made with water. You did not put water into the flour, but rather meperis, which was not huksh lakabotoma. And now unesono al pichov yeshayayin. Now you take this pas, and you put it on top of a barrel of wine. So Rabbi Meir Mitamer, Rabbi Meir says, now this loaf of bread, since it draws up the liquid of the wine, it's called huch shalakabotuma. There's wetness of the wine on the pas, and therefore it's huch shalakabotuma. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, what comes up is not considered liquid, it's the spilt Torah. Now Rabbi Yosi Mitar b'shachitim u'mitamer b'shalsoirim. If Yosef makes a difference, that the nature of wheat is that it does not draw out the wine, so therefore it's still called Torah, it's not Huksha Kabotoma. However, by Sorim, by Bali, the other nature is Shoyavis. It draws out the wine, it brings up the wine into the bread, therefore it's considered like liquid when around this pass, therefore it's Huksha Lekabotoma.
Mishneh Dalet. Hamarabe says Besai. If someone like is pouring water on the floor of his house in order to keep the dirt down, that's called like mezala from mayim al ritzpa, v'nosam b'chitim, and after you poured the water on the floor, now you put some wheat on the floor, v'tonanu, and the wheat itself became a little bit damp, v'slachlechu, like it became a little bit wet. So now, imach mezamayim, if the reason why the wheat became a little bit wet, damp, because of the water, then b'chiyutan, that's huksh lekabotoma, since you nicha with that water to be there, you put the water there for a purpose, it's called b'chayutan. V'yemach masachela, but let's say the wheat now only became a little bit damp, or it has to be tefeach amenas latfiach, true, but it only became because of the sela, means because of the ritzpah, because of the floor itself. So then ain't it b'chayutan. It's actually not so happy about the fact that the floor itself is damp. That alone will not make it b'chayutan. What about Hamachabe says Ksusoi Bareva? Somebody's washing his clothing, Bareva, in a big tub like. in a big basin. And then after you finish washing your clothing and you pour out the water, now nosim bo chitim. Now you put some chitim, some wheat, in this arev, in this big bucket. And betonanu, there were some little bit drops of water left over there, and therefore the wheat now became like wet. Betonanu, the wheat itself became wet. So again, if it became wet because of the water went on the chitim, then the chiyutan, that's considered hukshala kabotum, because you were nicha with the water to be there, so that water is always a role to be machsher lekabotum, and therefore now it became hukshala kabotum. What about imachmas atzmon? Let's say the wheat became wet because of itself, that means because of the areva, because of the bucket itself, then ain't a b'chayutan. That's not considered, you are nicha with it, that's not b'chayutan.
Now what about hametanein v'achol? You put your wheat, you put your peris into like choyl, into sand, and the sand is wet. Hareze b'chayutan. That's also considered b'chayutan, it's called hukshala kabotuma. That since you're happy with that water there, and now with the reason why you put your peris into it is you want your peris also to become wet, so that's considered you're happy with this water that went on the peris. Now, Maisa Biyan Shehal Mochus, once happened a story in the place of Mochus, Shohayumatinen Bechil, that the people there used to put that tfuah, the wheat, whatever it is, the peris, into the sand, in order that it should come a little bit wet. Now, Omrul Hem Chachomim, so the Chom said to these people, Em Kacha Yisim Oisim, this is the way you always used to do, that you used to put your peris into the sand, you should know that it was Hukshla Kabutumah, and most probably you people did not watch out for Tumah. Therefore, lo yasisem Torah mimechem. You should know it was never that you had peris that were Torah. Like you always thought it was not hukshur, so you weren't makbid, but really these peris were hukshur, kabotuma, so you should know your peris are all tummy. Yeah, Mishnah Hey. Hametanein betit hanogov. If you want to put your peris into this dried out dirt, even though it's dried out, there's still a little bit of wetness there. So you want to put your peris into this like semi-dried out dirt in order that the little bit of wetness there should go onto your peris. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, Em yesh poi mashke toifeach b'chiyutan. If there's enough wetness there, wetness in this dirt, that when you touch it, it goes enough wetness on your hand, that when you touch something else, it also becomes wet because of it. That's called mashke toifeach, that has enough to touch it and to touch something else with it. Then b'chiyutan, if so much wetness is there, now when your peris touch this wetness, it's considered b'chiyutan, it's hukshala kabotuma. V'yim lav, if there wasn't that much water there, then ain't a b'chiyutan, even though it gets a little bit wet, that's not hukshala kabotuma. Hamerabeit es gornoi. Let's say again, you're sprinkling the water on the floor of your gurin, of your warehouse, and there it's very, very dry. So here we say, ain't a choshesh, we're not afraid, shem anosan bochitim v'tonanoi. Maybe later you put some wheat in the ground like that should become wet from this water that you felt, that you sprinkled on the floor. And the svar is that since your garden, since your warehouse is so dried, so when you sprinkle the water, for sure the water gets dissolved in the karka, there's no more wetness left over. So therefore later when the chitim go on the floor, it's not hukshel kabotuma. Mashenken in the bayis there, it's not so dry. Therefore, when you sprinkle the water on the floor like we had before, sometimes the water does stay on the floor. So therefore, if there was water and you put your chitim there it was hukshala kabotuma. Now, hamalaket asovim kishatal aleim. If somebody's collecting his grass, his asovim, the type of vegetables like, when the dew is still on top of it, lohotein behen chitin, in order that you should put your chitim, let your chitim get some of that wetness of the dew off the asovim, off the grass, should go into the chitim. You want to put your wheat now into this asovim. Is ainav b'chiyutan? It's not hukshala kabotuma. And the svar is that your intentions is not for the tau, not for the dew, the water that's on top of the asovim, but rather for the wetness of the asovim itself. The wetness of the asovim, of the grass itself, that's only considered like sweat. That's not hukshala kabotuma. So therefore here, it's not mehukshala kabotuma. But in niskavin lakach, but if you have intentions clearly that you want now your wheat to become wet from the dew that's on the asovim, then hareza b'chiyutan, yes, that's considered b'chiyutan, that's called yanicha with this water. Now what's going to be hamoyle chitim litchon?
you're taking your wheat to be grinded. V'yardu aleihem geshomim, and on your way, now water comes down, it starts to rain, some water comes down on the wheat. So im samach, if you're happy that this water went on the wheat, v'chayutan, yes, that's hukshla kabotuma. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yev sheshlel esmech. Of course, everybody's happy with the fact that this water now is going upon the wheat. And like Mepharshim said, because when they used to grind the wheat, they first have to soften it. Therefore, of course, you're happy. But he says that alone is not enough. El rather im omad. You have to, like, stop. In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to have an action showing us that you're happy with the water coming upon it. Therefore, if you're just walking, taking yechitim to grind it, you don't show us any action that you're happy with the water falling on it. So therefore, if you do those only if you stand, if you stay still, that shows us you're standing still now because you want the rain, the water to go upon the chitim, that's an action showing us that you're happy with it. But halacha is not like a Yehuda, like the Tanakama, that as long as you're happy with the rainwater on your chitim, it would be hukshala kabutum. The Mishnah of Hoyuzesov Nisunim Bagag, if you had your olives on top of your roof, and then the yard aleihem geshomim, and then it started to rain, so water now came upon your olives, so it depends. In Somach, if you're happy with the fact that water is coming on your olives, like otherwise it could be, you have them up there to dry out, and you're not happy with the water. But we say, if you are happy with the water, then b'chiyutan, that's hukshla kabotumah. However, again, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, like I said before, that e'ef sheshla l'smech, of course, most times you're happy with this water coming on it, but that's not enough. El or rather, you have to do an action. What's the action here showing us that you're happy with this water? And poka kesatziner, if you close up the gutter. In other words, you do not let any of the water come off the roof. So that shows us that you want all the water to stay on top of the roof because you want your zeisim to become wet. So that's an action showing us that you're happy with the fact that zeisim are becoming wet. Oy im chilchel esoichon. Thus, if you like turn over your olives into the water, that also shows us that you're happy, then it would be hukshala kabotuma. Your Mishneh Zayin, hachamorin, means people that carry packages of tefuah on top of their donkeys, shayoivrim banor, they were going over a river, v'noflu sakem l'mayim, and now one of the packages fell into the water. So it depends, in some, if they're happy with it, that the package becomes a little bit wet, like cleans off a little bit, then b'chuyutan, if that water like goes into the bag and makes the tfua, the peris, wet, so that's hukshla kabotuma, because you're happy with this water. Rabbi Yehuda says, e'ef sheshlav esmech, like it doesn't make a difference whether he's just happy or not. That alone is not enough. El, or rather, he has to do an action. Im hofchu, if he moves it around, the sack, like if he, you know, like rubs it, to show us that he's happy with the water on it, then it's hukshla kabotuma. What about Hoyuraglov Malaya's tit? Let's say the person that's driving this chamor, his feet is full of dirt. V'chein ragle behemtoi, the same thing with the feet of your behema is also full of dirt. Ovar b'nohor, and now they go over the river. In Somach, if they're happy, the fact that the water now is like cleaning off their feet, then b'chuyutan, they're happy with that water. Now if that water falls on top of the peris, it'd be hukshla kabotuma, because you're having enjoyment from that peris. In other words, if afterwards the water on your feet or on the feet of your behemoth fall onto Paris, we say that water is hukshala kabotuma. Again, Rabbi Yehuda says, it's like not possible that you're not happy. In other words, it doesn't make a difference whether you're happy or not. El or rather, im omad vehediach. If you stop when you're in the river and you start to wash yourself, then you show you do an action that you're happy with that water. Then we say that water on your feet is hukshla kabotuma. If later that water would fall upon Paris, it will be mafshra the kabotuma. Now, be'odim of a behema temeya, li'erlam tame. If you agrees that on a man or on a behema temeya, then even though he doesn't do an action, the water on his feet is always, it would be hukshla kabotuma. The question, what's the difference between a regular person and a behema temeya? Now, some want to say the story is that by a behema temeya, it's aimed the rechiva to ride on. So you always want it to be clean. So therefore, if it came dirty, for sure you need that the water should take off the dirt. And the same thing by a person also. A person always wants his feet to be clean. So therefore, if he's dirty and he goes into the river, if you agrees like it's a maisa by itself, like a non-sadi for sure, you're happy with it, that you want yourself to be clean. Therefore, that alone is enough of an action to show us that you're happy with it. Therefore, it'll be called b'chayuta and it'll be hukshala kabotuma.
Yemishneches, ha-moyrid es ha-galgalim. If somebody takes the wheels of a wagon made out of wood, v'yes klei ha-bokor, or else let's say the yoke that you use for your cattle, also made out of wood. So now, b'shas ha-kodim means when the east wind comes. In other words, when it's very hot outside, so they want to take this wooden kalim down to the water. B'shvil she-yechotzu. She-yechotzu means like it should come strong. Like this, there are cracks in the wood when it gets hot. So you want like the cracks to swell up, to become strong again. So you want to put this kalim into the water. So ha-reze b'chiyutan. The water, like that comes up on the kalim, is b'chiyutan. It's called hukshla kabotum. You anicha with this water on your kalim. What about ha-merid behema lishtois? You let your animals go down to the river to drink. So ha-mayim o'ilim b'fiyo b'chiyutan. The water that comes up in its mouth, that's also considered b'chiyutan. You're happy with that water. You're happy your animal is drinking the water. Over ragleho, ain't no b'chiyutan. But the water on its legs, that is, you don't care about that. So that's not called hukshal kabotuma. Because the person doesn't want like the water on the feet, because there's dirt there anyway, so it gets clogged on to the dirt like. However, the Mishnah says, im choshav sheyutchu ragleho, but if the purpose was that you want its feet to be cleaned off, like you want your animal to clean itself in the water, then af oilem baragleho b'chiyutan. Even the water that comes up on its feet is also considered b'chiyutan. You're happy with it. It's hukshla, it'll be hukshla kabotuma. B'shas ha-yochef v'hadayish li'yelam tomei. Ha-yochef means when it's working very hard and it's very weak, it's very tired, or else ha-dayish, when it's really threshing, so then li'yelam tomei. Then, like for sure, you're happy the fact that the animal is going into the water, it refreshes it, so therefore that water on its feet is called b'chiyutan. Horid cheresh shayt of a cotton. What's going to be if a cheresh, a dumb person, or a shayt, a fool, or a cotton, took down this animal to the water? So afa pi shechishev sheyutchu raglio, even though the cotton had in mind that he wants the animal to wash off its feet, so he has in mind that the water on the feet, like he's happy with it, still the locher is einam b'chiyutan. Since it's only a cotton that brought the animal down, his das, his machshava does not help. Why? Sheyesh lehem a maisa, v'yein behem machshava. That's the cloud by a cotton, a cheresh shayt of a cotton, to have an action. In other words, if from the action they were doing, we see clearly that the machshava is b'chiyutan, then it would be good. But if their action doesn't show us clearly, you have to come on to their machshava. The machshava, the thought of a cotton, does not help. So therefore over here, since the actual taking the animal down doesn't show us really that you're happy with the water on the feet, you have to come on to his machshava. Therefore the machshava, the thoughts of the cotton, does not help. Therefore it's called Einam B'chiyutan. Here, Perek Dalet. Ha-shoyche lishtois. If somebody bends over to drink water, so ha-mayim o'ilam b'fiv, the water that comes up in his mouth, uvis fomoy, or in his mustache, is b'chiyutan. That's tzidah b'chiyutan, because that's the way he drinks water. The water has to go in his mouth and his mustache, so therefore he's happy with that water. But b'chaytmoy, the water that's by his nose, uvaroisho, the water got on his head, uviskona, the water on his beard, eino b'chiyutan. Since he only went down for the purpose of drinking, so in these parts of his body he's not happy with the water. Therefore that water did not go l'rotzon, it's eino b'chiyutan. Hamamala b'chovis, somebody is fetching water with a bucket. So hamayim ho'ilim achareho, the water that comes on the outside of the basket, uvachevel shumchunen al tzavorov, and the string that's wrapped around like the neck of the basket, uvachevel shulutzorko, and the rope which is needed for handling the bucket itself, all these things harezeh b'chiyutan. The water on this rope, on the outside, on the tzavor, since that's the only way you can get the bucket into the water, by these things becoming wet, these have to also touch the water, it's considered b'chiyutan. Now, kamehi tzorka, how much rope is called necessary? Rabbi Shimon Elazar, roi metefach. You need a tefach of 4 inches worth. Now, what about nesona tachas hatzinur?
Let's say it put this bucket of water right underneath the drain, that the water comes straight into it. Then you're only happy with the water inside, not with the water on the outside or on the ropes, because here you do not need the ropes. Therefore, ain't a b'chayutan. The water on the outside, on the neck, or on the ropes, here it's not considered b'chayutan. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on to the next tape.